The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The disciples had forgotten to bring bread, and they had only one loaf with them in the boat. Jesus enjoined them, "Watch out, guard against the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod." They concluded among themselves that it was because they had no bread. When he became aware of this, he said to them, "Why do you conclude that it is because you have no bread? Do you not yet understand or comprehend? Are your hearts hardened? Do you have eyes and not see, ears and not hear? And do you not remember when I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000? How many wicker baskets full of fragments you picked up?" They answered him, 12. "When I broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many full baskets of fragments did you pick up?" They answered, 7. He said to them, "Do you still not understand?" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I was thinking there this morning, today, the 16th of February, it's Shrove Tuesday or Pancake Tuesday. Well, it certainly doesn't feel like it. And nothing at the moment feels like anything that we're used to. By the way, in case you didn't know, while we think about that, tomorrow, Ash Wednesday, also will not be our normal Ash Wednesday, when we would have many, many people here coming at various times all day for ashes. But tomorrow and Good Friday are 2 days of fast and abstinence. So tomorrow, if you can manage without meat for 1 day, which I'm sure won't be a burden for you, it's a day of fast and abstinence. But going back to the times at the moment, it comes into the gospel this morning. Time and time again, we're told in the Gospel of Mark that the apostles just didn't understand Jesus. And also in the gospel this morning, we see a side of Jesus that maybe we don't often wish to point out, but he really, in a very nice way, gave them some fierce telling off this morning in the gospel, more or less just saying to them, "Honestly, you've been with me and you still haven't got a clue." And that comes around to ourselves. We're always trying to, I think, we spend too much time looking for answers. We want to have an answer to everything. Why is this? Why is this happening? What is the meaning of this? And how often when something goes wrong in our own lives, we suddenly begin saying, "Well, why is this happening to me?" And sometimes we even take it a bit further. "And why is God doing this to me?" Well, you know, it's a question that people have been asking for all ages. Why? And the best answer to that is, I don't know, I leave it to God, because I don't always understand God's ways. I never will, with my little finite mind. It applies particularly, I find, whenever we have to go through some suffering or some pain or some difficulty. That's a time when we really begin, I find, as asking questions like that. And we tend to forget, like the apostles this morning, that suffering and challenges and pain are part of every human life. Nobody, no matter who they are or what they have or how famous they are ever going to go through this life without a certain amount of pain, suffering, difficulty. And when are we going to accept that? And not only accept it, but to see it as part of God's plan for us. And again, I feel I cannot say it often enough. When we go through a bad time in our life, and we see and we do it and accept it for love of God, don't we always come out much better than before? In other words, it doesn't always go to waste if, and it's a big if we accept it cheerfully for love of God. And just leave it to God. Stop asking questions. But why don't we just say, I don't know, I leave it to God. That solves a lot of problems.